Welcome in this Ableton Live drum and bass lesson, we're going to use something super simple and honestly kind of underrated as our main composition guy, your own vocal cadence, not singing, not a polished vocal, just you talking, or beatboxing, or doing a quick MC style phrase into whatever mic you have. Laptop mic is totally fine. The idea is this: drum and bass lives and dies by flow. The best rollers feel like they're speaking. So instead of staring at a blank MIDI clip and guessing where the groove should be, you're going to let a spoken rhythm tell you where the hits go, where the gaps go, and where the drop wants to happen. And we're doing it stock only, no third-party plugins. By the end, you'll have a usable 32 to 64 bar sketch at 174 BPM with drums and bass that feel human and rolling. All right, let's build it. First, set up the project. Set your tempo to 174 BPM, time signature 4/4. Now make 5 tracks, 1 audio track called guided vocal, 3 MIDI tracks called drums, bass and music or atmos, and optionally set up 2 return tracks, 1 for reverb, 1 for delay. Not required, but it makes the vibe come alive fast. Quick mindset note, leave warp on for audio, but don't overcorrect things. The whole point is to keep that natural push and pull. Now step 1, record your cadence guide vocal, arm the guide vocal track. Choose your mic input. Again, it can be basic. We're not chasing pristine quality. We're chasing timing and accents. Record 8 bars of you speaking a phrase with DNB energy. Here's an example you can copy. Run it, hold tight, then we drop. Say it with intention. Put weight on certain words. Let there be little breaths and gaps. And record 2 takes. Take A, spaced and clear. Take B, faster and more frantic, almost jungle-like. Because later, those takes can become your variation. Even if you only use 1, having options helps. Now click the recorded clip. Make sure warp is enabled. Set warp mode to Complex Pro, because it usually treats voice nicely. Live will guess the tempo. If it's off, just nudge the SIG BPM so it's roughly correct. Don't obsess. We're not trying to grid every syllable like a robot. Here's your goal. You want clear accents, like the strong syllables, and clear gaps, like the little pauses. Accents become drum hits and bass notes. Gaps become groove and tension. Step 2. Mark your cadence accents and turn speech into structure. Zoom into the waveform. Now place warp markers on the main syllable hits. Think of it like highlighting the big words in a sentence. For our example, you might mark RUN, run, hold, tight, drop. Important. Align only the big moments to the grid. If you try to fix every little micro timing detail, you'll flatten the vibe. The micro timing is the magic. Now jump to arrangement view and drop a few locators so your session has landmarks. Label them something like phrase A, bars 1 to 8, phrase B, bars 9 to 16, and a locator for drop cue, wherever your voice naturally hits that drop moment. Teacher tip: this is composition gold. You just created structure without thinking in intro and drop cliches. You literally let your body suggest where the energy wants to change. Optional beginner trick here, and it's surprisingly effective. Transient spotting without plugins. Temporarily put Ableton's gate on your guide vocal. Set the threshold high so only the loud syllables open the gate. What this does is exaggerate your main hits so you can see them and mark them faster. Once you've placed your markers, bypass or remove the gate. It's just a visual and workflow helper. Next step, build drums from your cadence. Go to the drums MIDI track. Load a drum rack. Pick any solid kick and snare to start. Don't get lost in sample browsing. You can change sounds later. Right now we're writing rhythm. Start with a classic DNB skeleton and a 1-bar loop. Place your snare on beats 2 and 4. In Ableton's 1-bar view, that's 1.2 and 1.4. Now add a kick on 1.1 and 1.3 if you want a typical 2-step drive. Or if you want more space, start with kick just on 1.1 and build from there. Reality check. For most rolling DNB, snare on 2 and 4 is the anchor. Lock it in first. Everything else dances around it. Now hats. Add closed hats on straight 8th notes to create motion. Just a simple TSS 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 TSS. Then do the fun part. Make your hats and ghosts speak the cadence. Solo the guide vocal and drums together. Loop 1 or 2 bars. Now listen to your voice like it's a hi-hat pattern. Every time your mouth makes a T, K, P, or any sharp consonant, imagine that as a little percussive tick. Place extra soft hits exactly where the syllables land. A very quiet hat. A ghost snare with low velocity. A tiny percussion click. Keep the velocity low, like 30 to 60, so these are supporting actors, not the lead. And here's a big beginner win. Instead of adding more notes everywhere, use the breaths. Anywhere you pause naturally, try removing something there. Maybe mute the kick for a moment, or leave a tiny hole in the hats. Those gaps often become the hook, because the groove suddenly feels intentional. If you want a bit of swing, open Groove Pool and try a subtle swing 16 groove. Apply it to hats and ghost notes, not your main snare. The snare is your lighthouse. Don't let it drift. Now shape your drum track with stock devices. Add drum bus on the drums track. Keep it tasteful. Drive around 5-15%. Boom off or very low, because your bass track should own the sub. Crunch around 5-20% for grit. Then EQ 8. High pass around 25-35 Hz to clean out useless sub rumble. If the top end gets harsh, dip a little around 4-8K. Then add glue compressor, lightly. 2-1 ratio, attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto. Aim for just 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction. Just enough to feel like it holds hands. Cool. Drums are moving. Now step 4. Use your cadence to write bass phrasing. We're going to make the bass talk with the same rhythm as your voice. On the bass MIDI track, load Waveatable. Operator also works, but Waveatable gets you there fast. Set OSC1 to a sine or triangle for a solid core. Add OSC2 as a quiet saw for texture, but keep it subtle. Turn on a little unison, like two voices, not huge. Put a low pass 24 dB filter on it. Cut off somewhere around 120-300 Hz as a starting point. Add a bit of filter drive if it feels too polite. For the amp envelope, instant attack. Decay around 300 milliseconds. Sustain slightly down. Release around 80 milliseconds so it doesn't click off too abruptly. Now add saturator after the synth. Soft clip on. Drive maybe 2-6 dB. Depending on how aggressive you want it. Then EQ 8. The big idea is sub-discipline. Avoid massive boosts under 80 Hz. If it needs more sub, it's usually better to fix the synth level and note choice than to crank EQ. Now the writing method. Rhythm first. Pitch second. Loop 2 bars. Open a MIDI clip for the bass, and literally place notes where your vocal accents are. Where you marked RUN, hold, drop. Those become bass hits. Keep most notes short, like 8ths or 16ths. That's what gives you the rolling push. Now choose a simple pitch plan. Pick a root note like F or G for a darker vibe. Then keep it minimal. Root, flat 7, octave. And at the end of the phrase, try one little question note, like a semitone up or down, to make it feel like the sentence has punctuation. Cadence translation rule. Long syllable equals longer bass note. Short syllable equals short stab. Breath equals silence. Silence is not empty. Indeed NB, silence is groove. Before you get fancy with pitch, do a quick test. Make the entire bass pattern one note, just root note only. If it grooves as a rhythm on a single pitch, it will groove once you add movement. If it doesn't groove on one note, no amount of fancy notes will save it. Now sidechain the bass to the kick using Ableton's compressor. Put compressor on the bass track, turn on sidechain, set the input to your drums track, or the kick if you have it separated, ratio around 4-1, attack 1-3 milliseconds, release 50-120 milliseconds, and tweak it so it breathes musically with the tempo. Set threshold, so you get roughly 2-6 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. This is how you get drums punching through without the bass turning into a fight. Now step 5, turn cadence into arrangement, like call and response. Because you already have phrase A and phrase B, arrangement becomes easy. You're basically arranging a conversation. Here's a beginner-friendly 32-bar approach you can extend later. Intro, about 8 bars, hats and atmos, filtered bass hints. Keep it DJ-friendly and stable. Build. Next 8, bring in the snare, increase energy, let the guide vocal beat a bit more present as a hype cue. Drop 1. Next 16. Full drums and bass, and the bass rhythm speaks the cadence clearly. Then outro or second variation. Strip layers back, leave space for mixing, and use automation as your energy engine. Pick a few parameters and commit to them. Don't automate everything. For example, on drums, automate drum bus drive slightly up into the drop. On bass, automate the filter cutoff opening just a little over 8 bars. On the guide vocal, automate utility gain so it's louder in the build, then quieter in the drop. That last one is a big trick. In the build, the vocal can be foreground, telling you what's coming. In the drop, fade it down until it's almost a ghost. Your brain still feels the phrase, even when you barely hear it. Now, edit points. Only add fills where the voice suggests punctuation. Right before your drop syllable, try one of these. A quick 1/16 snare flam, a tiny hat rush, just two quick hits, or remove the kick for one beat before the accent, then slam it back in on the downbeat. That negative space drop move is insanely effective, especially in darker rollers. Optional step 6, make the guide vocal sound like a rough MC texture, still stock, on guide vocal, at EQ 8. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz. If it needs clarity, a small boost around 3 to 5K. Add saturator, 2 to 4 dB drive. Add delay. Echo is great. Use 1/8 or dotted 1/8. Low feedback like 10 to 20%. Then a short reverb, around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, and keep the mix low, like 5 to 15%. This isn't meant to be a feature vocal. It's meant to make your sketch feel like a rave room so you can write with more excitement. Quick common mistakes to avoid, because these will slow you down. Don't quantize the vocal too hard. Align only the major hits. Don't write drums first and then force the vocal to fit. Let the vocal tell you where ghosts and fills go. Don't overcrowd the bass rhythm. If every 16th note has a bass note, it stops sounding like speech and turns into a blur. Don't ignore silence. Your breaths are arrangement instructions. And don't drown drums in reverb. Indeed NB, drums are usually tight. Space comes from atmos and controlled effects. Now a quick 15-minute practice drill you can do today. Record a 4-bar phrase at 174. For example, hold tight, switch up, reload, go. Mark warp markers on the 4 main words. Build a 1-bar 2-step drum loop. Add at least 6 ghost hits that match syllables. Build a bass pattern that copies the rhythm of those words, even if every note is the root. Then arrange 16 bars, 8 filtered intro, 8 full drop. Export a quick bounce and listen away from Ableton, like on your phone. Here's the test. If you can mute the guide vocal and still feel like the drums and bass are saying the sentence, you did it. That's the whole skill. Final recap. A guide vocal is a composition tool. It gives you accents, groove, and arrangement cues. In drum and bass, cadence maps perfectly to ghost notes, bass stabs, fills, and drop timing. You can do it all with stock Ableton devices, drum rack, wave-eatable or operator, EQ8, saturator, drum bus, glue compressor and compressor for sidechain, plus reverb and echo. This audio version is shortened for playback.